Welcome back to Shoujo, our lovely listeners. I'm your host, Sarah, joined as always by my friend Joe, who I'm showing Shoujo anime to, hence Shoujo, the name. Sup, Joe? How we doing?
Hey, here we are at almost the end of season one of Chaifuru.
Yes, we've got things to say this time.
I mean, I guess.
Well, okay.
not as much as I had to say last time.
Different tone this week than last week. Let's see. Okay, first things first. Very important. I need to know. Did you watch episode 3 of The Traitors yet?
No.
Ah, no. Okay.
I've been unbelievably busy. God, I do so much stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So I haven't.
Okay, that's too bad. I'm like so amped. Now I have basically three reality shows just started. The Traitors, US season 3, and then we've got Love Island All-Stars season 2. And then we've got the Challenge All-Stars Rivals, which makes it seem like maybe they're putting more effort and budget into the Challenge All-Stars, because normally that one is very low-key. So they even gave it like a title to it. So hopefully that's good. That starts at the end of the month. But yeah. And one of my favorite Love Island contestants ever is on this All-Star season, and she's crazy, so it's gonna be good. I even mentioned her when we were doing our Angelic Layer. And you were like, who would be the best duelist or something? Love Island contestant.
Uh-huh.
I can sue back. Yes. Other than that, Viva Las Elvis comes out this week, so busy work week. And it's still cold, which is awesome. And we went to a convention together.
We went to a convention. We did our Love Me Section cosplay.
Yes. So I'm holding off until we get those nice photos that were taken at the event before posting on socials. So everyone keep an eye out for that. Mm-hmm. Lots of more people recognize Skip Beat than we expected. Just more people were like stopping us like mid-walking, like, excuse me, who are you?
Yeah. Well, there were three of us, so I think people were.
Yeah. Strength in numbers.
And just seeing what was going on.
Mm-hmm. I got some good stuff. You got some good stuff. Luckily, Jenny got a bunch of stuff like I did, so I didn't feel as insane about the number of things I got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got a little Gundam guy.
I got another Gunpla because I'm up to 3.
Have you probably assembled any of them?
Here. Yeah. I've assembled 2 of them. I need to put the stickers on one of them, and I'm dreading it.
Oh, yeah. That's stickers, application,
it's too much.
Nightmare.
It's too much stuff. It can't just be pre-applied.
Yeah. Nope.
You apply them yourself.
Well, why don't you tell us about unless it's all super top secret work stuff. What have you been up to now that you're back home?
I watched an anime movie. I watched the, I think it's 1985. I watched the Vampire Hunter D movie from 1985. Yeah. So 1985, I watched the first Vampire Hunter D movie. I watched the kind of original English dub, which is like very,
oh no,
they're really hamming it up, which I think is pretty fitting for this movie. Vampire Hunter D, if you don't know, is a story about a vampire hunter named D, and he goes around and kills vampires. This movie was like an interesting kind of Western, more or less, because it starts off with this woman who gets attacked by a vampire, and so she only has a couple of days before she gets like totally thralled and has to and will either like get eaten by this vampire lord. So she sees D, who's clearly a vampire hunter, and recruits him to kill this vampire. It's ridiculous and over the top and kind of goofy in all the ways you expect, which was actually just really fun. It was just like a fun, good time in like a way over the top, like gothic kind of movie that's also a Western. Yeah, it was just fun. I don't know.
Nice.
We watched it on YouTube. It was great.
We love vampires, don't we? You a big Twilight fan, Joe?
The best vampire film of all time.
No, you like Dracula.
This is a more Dracula style vampire. Where it's just like, I live in a big fucked up castle and I wear, you know, aristocratic clothing and my eyes glow red. That's the fun stuff.
Nice.
I feel like Twilight's like, what if we just said they were vampires, but they're actually just something else entirely, basically.
They're just pasty people who run weird that live a long time.
Yeah, they're kind of just superheroes that bite people.
Mm-hmm.
So this was good. What else did I do? I had like a couple of things. Oh, I beat Gears of War 4. I'm still doing my Gears of War run through. I forgot that there was a Gears of War game in between 3 and 4. Yeah, I hadn't played that one before.
Between 3 and 4?
Yeah, there's one called Judgment that I forgot about, so I have to play that now.
Nice.
4, you know, does a time skip, and you play as like some guy, and everything is weird. Because it's like in the future, so you're not just fighting the locusts anymore. You're like fighting robots and then some of this other stuff. It was like, I kind of respect the fact that you would just go with a new thing and not just like rehash the same stuff that you've been doing up to this point. That being said, the story was kind of just like, you go to this place. Now you have to go to this place. Now you're doing this thing. Not really connected. Like the last boss is just some big monster that shows up randomly. You know, I don't know if it was really like, it's more of just like a series of set piece locations, which is fine, but not really as coherent as kind of the first three games were.
So like if it was a standalone rather than a Gears of War, it would have felt better.
I think it would have been even more confusing. Like I feel like the fact that you know some of these characters is the only connective tissue between what is happening.
And number 5 is that the one where you play as a chick?
I don't know.
I feel like I remember seeing the trailer at.
There's one on the. I think you can judge it at some point.
So, not as bulky of a chick. The only things I know about Gears of War are because Mass Effect 3 kind of there's horde mode in Gears, and they kind of took that for their multiplayer element.
Yeah.
Which I quite like the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer rip. And also they like improved their cover. It's like a third person shooter cover thing. So that's kind of similar too. And I know one of them was like a football player and they run into his little cutout at a grocery or something.
Yeah. That's
about it. That's all I know.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, like, you know, it's like a ridiculous over the top. Everyone's like a huge muscle head guy. And you just run behind stuff and shoot things. Yeah, it's pretty dumb. I mean, like, it's really goofy and like over the top. It's kind of fun, though, like in that way. 4 had like a little bit different of a tone, which, it didn't not work, but it just didn't feel like it fully cohered, if that kind of makes sense.
Gotcha.
So,
I see.
Yeah. But I'm going to keep going with that. I got to play Judgment if I'm able to. The thing I'm using to play it is having some problems. And then I'll be off to 5.
Nice. Nice, nice.
That's my arc.
Okay. Cool, cool.
Playing all the Gears of War games. I don't think I did anything else.
I watched a bit more of Yakuza Fiancé. That one that I was like, oh, this is too boring to watch a random episode with Joe. It's crazy. He's not like full blown yandere, thank God, all the time.
Yeah, I mean that's good.
It's just like moment. I because I'm never into that.
How would you, for the audience that may not know what that means, how would you describe the yandere archetype trope?
Right? Because there's like particular ones to anime. Probably the most known one is a tsundere, where you're like, you play it off like you're a, you know, harsh or snippy, and but on the inside you're like a big softy, or basically it's like, oh, I hate you, but actually I love you. I just am too embarrassed or want to play it cool, be cool looking, but I won't admit it. And then yandere is essentially just a person who's a total psychopath, or and we like that for some reason. And is that how? I just know it's like a crazy person. Or they're only crazy when they're in love.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy in love like Beyonce.
Here's the definition I'm pulling from myotakuworld.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yandere. They can be described as stalkers. These people can look cute and innocent, but they can be highly dangerous. They would kill or attack anyone that would stand against them or in the way of their love. These type of people are psychotic and insane.
Ta-da! Yeah.
So it's like the, I mean, all of these are kind of these dualities, right? The yandere one is like, they seem sweet and innocent, but actually they're sicko murderer, maybe. I mean, they don't actually murder anybody, but they're actually really aggressive in a scary way.
And we typically see it in female characters more. Joe, why are dudes into that? Because, like, the crazier like you are, dualities. The hotter you are. Okay. I've only played one dating sim where there was a yandere route. Because, like, oh, he's a childhood friend and he seems really chill and nice. But then he, like, fucking puts you in a cage or some shit because he doesn't want the world to hurt you.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I feel like this is a more gendered one. Because I feel like when it's women that are like yandere, crazy, insane, you still have the kind of implication that like, oh, like women don't actually kill people or do harmful things. I mean, that stuff isn't true, but that's kind of the thing. Like, they're not as threatening in a way. Whereas I feel like a male version of a yandere is just like a predator. Yeah. I don't know. Because it's not, because like, you wouldn't describe that for like the guy who's kind of dangerous but nice to you. I mean, that's just like a different romance trope.
Yeah.
So I feel like it doesn't really work for guys as well, because
basically like not restricted by society's norms. Oh boy. Yeah, I guess if that's all we got going on, do we want to jump in to our even better episodes of Chihaya Fura than last week?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that's true.
Yeah.
Particularly, no, or at all.
We were like, Joe was like, the show has arrived. Like, now it's good.
I was so hot.
Not the take this time.
But then, like, what happened?
They lost us immediately.
Something happened, you know?
Arda. God damn it.
Yeah, it's because Arata comes back and it's bad.
But at least he's hot.
You think he's hot. I think I feel like you have to have kind of a good personality to be hot. I kind of feel like just atomically, if you're like an anime boy, you're just, I mean, I don't know. They can just draw you however. He has a bad personality, man.
They're the only two that they've drawn to be handsome in this show.
Oh, yeah. They're like the...
So it's not like I've seen any other options to compare outside of them.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Tai Chi's so much better. It's crazy how much better he is.
I love Tai Chi. He's my favorite. Anyways, get to it. Let's go. Okay.
Chihaya Furu verse 20 is called "The Cresting Waves Almost Look Like Clouds in the Skies." I think there's one later on that's even longer than that.
You're shaking your head as you're reading that.
We open on Chihaya strategizing about how far she can, like, sit back from the field of play against each member of the Carta Club. I don't remember exactly how much it is, but it's like, oh, I can sit further for, like, Satomu
seven
and
seven lines
Kana.
In the tatami mat for those two.
But I have to move up closer for Tai Chi and Nishida.
Nice that there's little notches to count with.
Yeah, because they like roll up, right? Or they like fold up or something.
They're like bendable. They fold.
Yeah, they fold.
They're expensive, man.
But she thinks that she needs to do something else with her strategy besides just being fast. The rest of the team watches her strategize and are like, oh man, if she could just apply this to when she actually studied, she wouldn't be fifth from the bottom in school. Her teacher tells her that she's not going to let her go to the tournament right before exams, because there's a tournament right before exams. I think that's the one that's the qualifier to like play the queen or whatever, like that gets you into
the tournament. It's the last one before the qualifier, so.
Okay.
The last time to make a rank or get some practice in before it really counts.
Okay, but this doesn't matter for Chihaya because she's already...
She's class A, so she can participate in the... That's why it's only rank A and B that can participate in this, because if you wouldn't be, then you can participate in qualifiers and right. Yeah.
But this is right before exams, and her teachers are like, you're close to failing, so you can't go. She makes everybody study. Well, especially she makes her study using Satomu as her tutor. She's like, I got you a tutor. It's Satomu who's going to teach you every subject, I guess, in like 3 days. Everybody else has to study too, because everybody sucks at school, apparently, except for Satomu and Taichi. Which means that only Taichi can go to this qualifier because Satomu has to help everybody study. Nishida mentions that technically placing second in two tournaments is like enough to be promoted to class A, which is something that the Karada societies do internally.
I like what your autocorrect turned Karada into Karina.
Yeah, I wrote this on my iPad. This the other one I wrote the other stuff.
Yeah, so we're guessing, I guess it's the, we probably need to like look up what the system of like hierarchy is in Karada in Japan. Because there's like, I guess maybe a general set of rules, and then each society you belong to, which I guess you register for, like has their own specifications that you follow. And for Nishida and like Taichi's different respective leaders of their societies both require that you actually win a class B tournament to level up, rather than I guess the standard win two rank B's to make it an A.
Yeah, it seems like, well, I guess it runs on like a club system more or less, right? And like the official rules say that you can promote them at that, but they belong to like more serious ones. So they tend to have higher things on that.
Yeah,
but he could get promoted to A.
Yeah,
based on what he's already done. But Taichi hasn't asked for that. So this is his last chance to win. So if you can win this, he can become Class A in time for the actual tournament. Taichi goes to the tournament and wins two rounds. We see him playing briefly. But yeah, he seems to be doing pretty all right.
Mm-hmm.
There's
feeling
a break.
Good.
Yeah, and there's then a break in the tournament. Also, Dr. Harada's there too. They're like, and so is Hiroshi, because like their club came. And so they're just like hanging out after a match, and all of a sudden Taichi sees Arata just like from across the room, like he's there at this qualifier. And then, you know, instead of saying something, he just doesn't say anything to him. He just looks at him. We cut to Chihaya, who is missing from study hall. She texts Satomu that she went on to cheer Taichi, and Satomu's like, are you serious? He seems unimpressed.
Yes, he tries to guilt trip her, like, you can't run away from your responsibilities forever.
Yeah, he's about to send her that text message. This is a very weird episode in terms of, like, who's learning what lessons. The Arata's coach, whose name I didn't write down, greets Dr. Harada, who are, like, old rivals but are also friends, in a way that he is not with Nishida's advisor guy. I think he just hates that guy.
Yes,
we'll see that next episode. And Arata and Taichi are like, oh, they're like rivals. That's crazy. Because they like both, you know, move close to each other when their mentors are greeting each other. Still not really greeting each other like they're friends. The next round's about to start. What?
They would just see those two and like, okay, rivals can be friends. Let's learn from that.
Yeah, I'll have things to say about these two at the end of this episode.
Okay.
the next round's about to start, so they're like, oh, everybody, like, make your way into the room. And Arata gives Taichi his contact information, and he says, give this to Chihaya. And then he taunts Taichi for not being in Class A. He's just like, oh, I would have thought you would have made it by now. And then he leaves.
Well, basically, he says, here's my contact info. Chihaya needs any help in Class A. And then he's like, I would have thought you would have been Class A by now. So give it to her instead or something like that. But yes, it was like, let's just demolish Taichi's self-esteem in one sentence.
Yeah, Mr. Steal Your Girl shows up and then taunts you for not being Class A. It's great. We cut to Chihaya, who got on the wrong train. She gets a text from Tsutomu saying that she's running away from studying. But she's like, no, but I'm not just running away from my problems. I have to go and cheer on Taichi because I don't want him to be alone if he wins or if he loses. Because for the first time, she has cared about somebody else in the Carta Club.
I don't believe it. She has some kind of telepathic way of knowing Arata is nearby.
I think she just doesn't want to study. She shows up late and sees Taichi sitting on a bench, and she's like, oh, Taichi, what round is it? And he's like, I lost in round 3, so the tournament's over for me. And she's like, oh, I got here late. Taichi then tells her that Arata is playing, and she, like, walks off towards the Class A room in, like, a daze to go watch him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Just leave bummed out Taichi, clearly devastated.
It's
as soon as you hear Arata's name, classic.
It's like in a trance. It's awful. We go into the match. Arata is playing against Hiroshi, everyone's favorite college boy. Chihaya is stunned that Arata is here in person. Dr. Harada wins his game early and sees Chihaya, like, spectating, and he, like, goes, and then he sees Taichi sitting alone outside, and he's like, something's going on here. Chihaya feels like water watching Arata play, like water splashes over the screen, and she's like, he moves like water or something. I guess it's in contrast to how Shinobu feels like ice or snow or whatever.
Yeah. Just getting
water getting, elements.
Crazy, yes.
Taichi tries not to blame him, tries not to blame Arata for his loss. He's like, it's my fault, I could have won. I definitely didn't get psyched out by Arata showing up and giving me his number to give to Chihaya and then telling me I suck. That's not why I lost. He walks up to Chihaya, who's watching, and Chihaya grasps Taichi's arm because she's so moved that Arata's come back. And they both look at Arata together, and Taichi is also moved to tears for some reason because Arata is back, everyone's favorite boy.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it? He's back. He's playing Carta. It's like all these years haven't passed.
Well, I guess maybe it's like, oh man, last time we saw him, he was so devastated. So it's like great to see him out of that dark place, blah, 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 stuff like that.
Carta has brought us all together again so we can have the worst friend vibes I've ever seen in any show.
Really? The worst? Well, it's like Chihaya's
pretty bad.
In La La Land, unaware of the friction between the two that she is causing. And then they're God.
I don't think any of these people have ever had, like, a normal friend before.
Uh-huh.
I think they think this is what friendship is. Anyway, despite the fact that Arata is here, Hiroshi wins in a nail biter. Like, real, he got... Like, he just kind of guessed on the card and won because it was down to, like, 3 cards. So, he wins. He hates playing Arata, by the way. He was pretty nervous and was obviously, I guess, intimidated by Arata or just did not like the way he played. He's like, I hated this match. This match was bad.
Well, it's probably just stressful because it's, like, not a given. And, like, because this would probably be the first time he's played against Arata, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. He'd probably have to, right?
So, yeah, I don't know, maybe. Well, we've never witnessed either of our characters that we can hear inside their heads really, like, go in a full match against him to demonstrate what it is that's so crazy and aquatic about his Carta.
That's true. Yeah, we don't really know. We kind of just see him play. I guess it makes sense that, like, all the Class A people would kind of would probably have played or, like, know about everybody, because there's probably not that many of them.
Yeah. But he, like, a lot stopped of them play playing for a long time. As soon as he hit Class A, because he, like, came home from getting Class A, and then his grandpa had died, and then he stopped playing for 18 months, I think they say, so... Yeah. So no one in Class A has played against him, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he ranked up when that happened, right? Like, the match ranked up is the one where his... Yep. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so he hasn't probably had any Class A matches.
No.
Let's see. Arata gets all fiery despite being the water guy when he loses and walks over to see Taichi. Tai Chi's like, do better next time, man. Hiroshi's our ace. He's no way he would lose to you, a guy who stopped playing for like a year and a half, but he does it in like a friendly way where he like playfully punches his shoulder or something. The vibes are bad. Chihaya is feverishly scribbling down notes on Arata's game. Arata's like, oh wow, hey, what's up? She grabs Arata's like shirt, like the hem of his shirt, and like drags him down on the floor with her, and then she bows to him while imagining Shinobu. I didn't understand this.
She's now in love with Shinobu.
Dude, imagine.
Here comes our Yuri hope train.
Just like the worst.
Going nowhere.
Like an even worse vibe from her. Just like, let's see if we could just like construct the worst romantic relationship we can. Yeah, I guess she's bowing to her superiors. I didn't really. Is that what she's doing?
I don't know. I thought it's because she's like crying or something and hiding. I don't know. Whatever. We can't analyze what Chihaya's motivations are because she just makes no sense.
Yeah, it's something like that. I mean, I guess it's the way you bow at the end of a match or something. He's like, wow, we're not even playing a game, and you're like in the zone. I can see it in your eyes. You're like locked in. They share a moment together while Taichi just stands there and watches. It's brutal.
Ooh.
My boy gets destroyed this episode.
Taichi takes that moment, the trophy for most pitiable character we've covered so far.
It's pretty bad. This is like Kaze Hayaya getting rejected from like the most obvious confession he gave to somebody because she didn't understand it. The moment fortunately is interrupted by Kana, who shows up, and she's like, Chihaya, you can't just ditch studying. Everybody wanted to come cheer on Taichi, but we didn't because we're like, we care about school. So she drags her off. Everybody has to go home. Taichi gives Arata the contact info back to him, and he's like, dude, just give Chihaya your contact information, like, yourself, man. And Arata's like, oh, well, I would have done that, but I didn't know if you guys were dating or not. And Taichi's like, oh, that's thoughtful, but also, we're not dating. This was weird. Why would... I understand.
It's
I understand
to demonstrate...
what it's trying to say.
Mm-hmm, that Art is into her, but that, like... old Taichi would have, like, child Taichi would have lied and said, yeah, we're dating to get him off the scent. But what's your hang up about it?
Well, adult Taichi can't say that because he's demasculated by Arata for being harder than him. This harkens back to Taichi's like, oh, Chihaya belongs to, but we both think Chihaya belongs to us.
Yeah.
I can't just give her contact information without her boyfriend knowing, or that might be bad. Weird. It's paternalistic in a way.
Maybe this is another way to cut down Taichi by being like, oh, you're not, even though you have all this time with her. Just get him to say it out loud.
It does suggest that he would not talk to her if she was dating Taichi.
No, it's just that, like, oh, it'd be too bold to give your number to a girl who's already in a relationship.
That would make sense to me if they weren't already emailing.
That's true. Why not email her your phone number?
You should have just emailed her phone number. Again, I get what we're doing here. I just think it's bad.
Okay. What else we got?
Let's see. Kana drills Chihaya on the train home. Chihaya thinks about how Arata is like the tale of Genji. He's Genji in the tale of Genji because she's like doing literature or something. which is a journey about a guy going on a journey, just like Arata went on a journey and then came back. He's just like Genji.
Is this a character you're familiar with?
No, I know very little about the tale of Genji other than it's like a famous story.
Okay.
I just think it's funny that she thinks this.
She it's the only way she'll memorize that story.
That's true. Then she thinks about how watching Arata play was like gulping down soft water, and I'm like,
God.
You cannot say that out loud. I mean, she didn't. She thought it.
She did. But she was like,
bro,
keep taking gulps or something. And I was like, oh my.
Oh, she's like, it was like warm water gulping it all down.
I'm like, no.
You gotta work on your word choice, girl. Let's see. Jaya makes it back to school and she sheepishly apologizes to Satomu for running off on her own. Satomu asks if Taichi's doing okay since he spends a bunch of time on Karta while also keeping up with his studies and everything because he's the perfect boy. And then he's like, you know, Chihaya, sometimes you gotta do things you don't want to. And Chihaya agrees. And then she gets back to cramming for her tests because she has learned that sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do in order to do the things you do want to do. Because she's a child. At the train station, Dr. Arata asks Taichi if he
Harada.
Wants him. What? Oh, I said Dr. Arata. Dr. Arata. Dr. Harada asks Taichi if he wants him to be promoted for his two second place wins already so that he can be Class A and play with Arata and Chihaya. Taichi pauses for a moment and then he laughs, saying that he's more focused on not running away than making it to Class A, which is, I guess, a reference to the fact that he always quits everything if he's not the best at it or if he's not instantly good at it, so he wants to stick with something.
Yeah.
I wish.
Also, I feel like if he skipped, then he'd be even lower in Chihaya's eyes. Because, like, she made it doing it through class, just winning, and then he didn't. Or Arata, like, he's losing by not getting to it the way they did.
Yeah. I mean, I think he wants to be an equal. But I think his specific word choice of not running away, I mean, it's mirroring how, you know, Chihaya is not running away from studying or whatever, is in reference to him sticking through something that's hard.
She did, though.
Right?
There's just nothing to run to
now. She's not going to now, and she's going to get away with it because Chihaya gets away with everything.
Yeah.
I wish they talked more about this. Like, I wish they spent more time on this being Taichi's dilemma of, like, I wish he would have thought about quitting a couple times earlier than this moment. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, I want this to be a little bit more of a payoff. Just him saying he doesn't want to run away anymore. Because from what we have seen, he has never run away from anything.
Well, he's run away. Well, right. He stopped playing Karta earlier. He also stopped hanging out with Chiha. Well, he like went to a different school, I think, to get away from her at the time in middle school, so he's kind of running away from that situation, and then was reluctant to rejoin Karada.
I thought he went to a different school because it was a better school.
Oh, well, maybe, but I feel like he came back, didn't he?
The high school he's going to now
is not like a good school or a like fancy school, because she was surprised he wasn't going to a better school.
Yeah, but I think he said that school was like an hour and a half away or something.
Yeah.
Like, it was really far.
I guess if he super cared, if that was what he cared about, though, he would have done it again.
I wish they would say this out loud. Like, I wish I wouldn't have to guess what he's running away from or what he has ran away from in the past.
Mm.
Like, we've had 20 episodes. You could have made a couple scenes where they talk about this more explicitly.
Yeah, I guess we don't really dwell on anything for very long.
No.
Outside of, like, Karda-related dilemmas.
Yeah, we kind of just gesture at the drama stuff instead of actually doing it, which is kind of a bummer. Anyway, we have one more scene, and then this episode ends. We get a scene where Arata is asleep in a car. Then we cut to Chihaya thinking to herself to gulp it all down in relation to Arata as we cut to credits. This is where she says,
terrible.
Gulp it all down. You cannot say this.
Nope. Without, because it doesn't like have the context in it either at that point. It's just she just thinks it.
Yeah, well, it's because it cuts from Arata to her saying that. So, like, it's, you know, it's doing that. But why are we gulping? You cannot be gulping Arata. It's only episode 20.
Dear goodness gracious. You know what I'm thinking, looking or reflecting on this now? So I feel like Chihaya's in Arata, and then Arata and Taichi are both in Chihaya. But it's very clear Taichi is more willing to, like, make sure he has time with her and, like, supports her, whereas Arata is, like, barely even there. So, like, I feel like the story, surely it's going to be, like, he doesn't deserve to be with Chihaya the way Taichi does. And maybe, but, like, how the hell do we get Chihaya to look at Taichi? But I think in the end, surely she ends up with Taichi, right?
I don't think so. I mean, this is the thing.
That doesn't make sense.
She doesn't seem interested in Taichi at all. And, like, this is why I keep being, like, the Taichi thing being like, oh, I don't want to run away, is like the thing we've seen him do most in the show is pursue Chihaya, and he has not run away from that ever. He is the persistent in light, like, of
is
reality.
Is the manga creator going to be that cruel to Taichi? Like, he's clearly the one, like, there for her. Arata barely gives her anything, and that's enough for her to, like, go off of.
Yeah, but, and, like, she's not a prize. I feel like if she's ever... she's not, like, the effort
to
trophy.
That,
like,
she
what are we
is.
Doing? I don't.
So you think she'll end up with Arata?
I don't think there's going to be any romance
she'll
at the end
up
of
with
this,
Shinobu.
To be honest. I think it's going to end, like, I feel like I can picture the last scene of season 3 with her
friendship.
Just being like, we did it, guys! I made queen or whatever! And it's like she's holding both their arms as they kind of begrudgingly look at each other, and then it says the end. That's how I picture this ending.
Okay.
In, like, the worst way. The worst vibes. these people are not friends with each other.
No.
Taichi and Arata are not friends with each other. I don't think Chihaya and Arata are really friends with each other all that much.
No, I am more. They're, like, used to be friends. And Taichi does not have friendship feelings towards her. And she may think he does, but he does not. The only friends here are the other three. I guess Nishida and Taichi, they're friends.
Well, Taichi and Chihaya are friends, which is why he's friend-zoned. He's in the friend zone. Oh, no.
She doesn't even know she put him there.
She doesn't know that anything besides a friend can exist. I don't think she knows what friendship is. She's like, friendship is when you play Carta with each other.
All right.
All right, you want to go to verse 21?
Yep.
Verse 21 is called As My Sleeves Are Wet With Dew. We open on Chihaya finishing up her exams. The master qualifiers in 3 days. During practice, Chihaya tries to think like warm water, just like Arata. Taichi thinks that she got all fired up from seeing Arata and is jealous. While practicing, Satomu, Nishida, and Kana realize that Taichi is reading poems randomly from memory, so he's not even referencing or drawing any cards. They're all like, that's crazy.
Insane. It's insane! You gotta remember which ones you already said. 100 poems!
He's so good at everything!
My god!
Nishida says his memory is his strength and his weakness. He's so left-brained that he can't get into the game with his mind and his body. And Taichi's like, well, that sounds dumb, but also I am kind of slow.
Oh, dear.
While going home, Chihaya's teacher tells her that she passed all of her exams so she can go to the qualifiers and won't have to be held back, because that was a stake from last episode I forgot to mention.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's happy for her. It's the qualifiers. We're there. Chihaya isn't going to wear a hakama because it's going to be hot as hell in that room. We learn that Nishida, Kana, and Satomu's society leader has a grudge against Dr. Harada. They, like, actually hate each other. They're not friendly rivals. Sudo's here also, and he sucks. We learn that you can get a Karta scholarship, though, from him. So Chihaya's like, oh, you get a scholarship from being good at Karta? Then he taunts Chihaya, and they make a bet that whoever loses first has to shave their head, because we are now in the gendered part of the tournament where you only play against the same gender, so they can't play each other. Everyone's like, Chihaya, that's a terrible bet, because it's way worse if a girl loses that, and she's like, oh, I didn't even think about that, so I guess that's the stakes.
Good grief.
It's round one, and Nishida's playing against Sudo, while Chihaya is playing a sixth grade child prodigy named Ririka. She's tiny and nice. Both Dr. Harada and Hiroshi get a bye in the first round, so they are watching the match with the rest of the crew. Hiroshi comments that maybe telling Chihaya not to focus on speed was a mistake, since she could probably use the speed when playing this tiny child. Play starts, and Ririka is really quick, hitting the cards with her child body. She's so light, even though she doesn't have reach, but whatever. You know, she can make up for it by being tiny. We learn from her mother that Ririka likes Karada because she used to have big ears that she was embarrassed by, but now she can use those big ears to hear really well, so it's like, oh, I like feel good about myself because it makes me good at this game now. Chihaya is trying to use strategy, so she moves back a bit, much to Taichi's surprise. Then she takes a card using proper syllable timing and is excited because she's doing it. She's using strategy. She keeps playing using technical speed instead of super speed. This match is the exact inverse of Chihaya's game against Kanai a couple episodes ago, with Ririka moving too quick and faulting. All the spectators are like, dang, who's that chick beating Ririka using normal-ass strategy? Dr. Harada mouths to Chihaya that it's time for her to turn her speed on, because we're getting to endgame, and she moves up closer to the cards. Ririka's like, uh-oh, something's happening, as Chihaya takes a card, using her super-fast speed. Ririka starts losing and is pushed close to tears, but she hangs in there and finishes the match. Ririka's mom thinks that she just wants her daughter to find something that she loves to do, and something that will help her like herself. Ririka loses, and Dr. Harada comments that Chihaya is going to need more tools in her toolkit if she's going to take on tougher opponents. Ririka thanks Chihaya for the game and then draws a four-leaf clover on her hand as a good luck charm. She goes to leave, but overhears some people commenting that she was a disappointment for a prodigy. But then Chihaya like bursts out of the room and yells something to like disperse all their chatter.
Chocolate.
Ririka feels better. Yeah, she yells chocolate. And then Ririka runs off to her mom. Taichi texts Arata an update. Over at Arata's qualifier, he learns that the best guy in his card of society lost in the first round. He goes to see that guy who's smoking a cigarette. That guy tells Arata that he's got to be the big dog now and try to beat the master whose name is Sohi Hisashi. Arata thinks about how he used to look up to this guy, but now he's surpassed him. Then he reads Taichi's text and gets one inspiration point as we cut to credits.
Oh, man. It's very Karda-esque episode.
Chihaya beats a child at Karda.
Get it! Destroy that girl!
We really just turned around and did the inverse of the Kanai match, huh? Just like immediately.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so right? Arda only talks to Taichi. Can you really like Chihaya that much? Maybe he's like, God, that girl's kind of a weirdo. I like showed her Karda one day and now she's like a psycho going crazy for it and me. What's wrong with her?
Yeah. I don't know. Weird. It doesn't really seem like a thing he did. Well, I guess it would be a thing he did following the last episode. I don't know. Hey, should Ririka just be the protagonist of this show?
Yeah, you said you wanted a spinoff series about her.
Yeah, because this is the thing I want. It's like, oh, she feels bad about her big ears because it's like they're not attractive. But then she finds that there's a use for him in this game that she loves. And now she gets to play this game and it makes her feel good about herself. Isn't that nice?
Is that enough for an entire show?
I mean, it's not, but it's something. It's more than what she hired.
Maybe
gives,
she
which
just gets like a little bonus app for her.
Yeah, I don't know. I need like a Ririka side story. I need her to do well. I love Ririka. She's just got a four-leaf clover. She's a sixth grader.
She's got her she's branded it as her lucky shape. Four-leaf clover that's existed forever.
Cute. This was a cute episode.
God, I would die in that room. I would rip that window open from the inside.
It's not even getting as hot as it's going to be. Next episode, everyone's going to be overheating. Pretty straightforward episode where just Chihaya has learned the Kanai strategy, I guess. Or like she does it, she does half of it, and then when we get to endgame, then she goes super speed mode. That's what she's doing. Although Dr. Harada is like, oh, she's going to need more than that later on, which was kind of a weird thing to say. But I don't know what else she's going to get.
She simply needs to use that tiny brain of hers. It's just like all she has to do is like, not even perfect other techniques, but at least have them in her arsenal. She's just too stupid to learn anything new.
Yeah, the one thing she still hasn't done, which I guess Kanai was doing, was like she doesn't really pay attention to like what her opponent's doing and like rearrange cards to like affect that, I guess. Mm. Or at least we don't see her do that this episode, so.
Yeah.
That's still a thing she can do.
Yeah, we're going to learn a new technique in verse.
I have a lot of things 22. To say about the next episode.
Okay, all right,
well, this was a good episode. This was the best episode of the three, I think.
Yep.
Because Ririka's cute. And it's a good time. Verse 22 is called Just As My Beauty Has Faded. We open on Chihaya.
That sounds very relevant. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that this one does make sense. That one makes sense. Yep. A good title. We finally got a title that matches. We open on Chihaya rushing to tell Dr. Harada that she's going to play Yumi Yamamoto next. And he's like, Yumi Yamamoto? That's unbelievable. And she's like, yeah, I didn't think I'd be playing against Yumi Yamamoto. And Taichi's like, who's that? And Dr. Harada tells us that Yumi was the previous queen before Shinobu. They set up for the match. We get an internal monologue from Yumi as she comments that this is like, or that she's playing against Chihaya, who's very pretty, unlike her, who's super plain. She also wonders why she even entered this tournament again. She's like, why am I doing this? This is like, God, I gotta do this again? Chihaya notices that Yumi's card pulls are all syllable counts that she can attack very easily. So, like, they're lower syllable counts, so Chihaya can go crazy. She thinks back to when she watched Yumi win the Queen title on TV years ago. She doesn't really remember, like, how she played or anything, but she did remember that she was very tenacious. We learn that Yumi is actually a member of Nishida's Karate Club. Satomu and Kana have only seen her a few times because she's an adult with a job, so their schedules don't, like, overlap, like, they don't play at the same time. So they don't know anything about her. Taichi's like, hey, Nishida, you know Yumi? And he ignores it because apparently he's traumatized from losing to Sudo last game by 20 cards. Taichi's like, yeah, man, that's cool. Sorry you lost. Anyway, you know what? You know this Yumi Yamamoto chick?
There goes Chihaya's hair, man. Bye-bye. Yeah, sorry, I'm having internet hiccup. You continue on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Taichi's like, you know this Yumi Yamamoto chick? And he's just like, oh, Yumin? Her? Yeah, she's stubborn and persistent. But she had to chill out after becoming queen, though. And then his coach drags him off because he's like, listen, you gotta cheer for the squad. You gotta cheer for Yumi because she's on the team. Stop cheering for Chihaya, some person who isn't part of our Karate Society. Back in the playroom, it's like heating up literally. Like, it's really hot in there. The windows are fogging up and everyone's sweating. In the match, it's clear that Yumi knows her game, but Chihaya is able to keep up pretty well. Yumi thinks about how Chihaya is a high schooler, just like Shinobu, and then we learn that after 10 years of playing, Yumi only got to be queen for one single year until Shinobu showed up and beat her. Yumi starts to falter, thinking about this, and Chihaya thinks that maybe she's lost her passion for Karada. Nishida thinks about how ever since she lost to Shinobu, she's been getting worse and worse and seems unmotivated. Nishida comments that she seems tired of not meeting everyone's expectations. Chihaya thinks she has a chance to beat a former queen and turns on speed mode, and she starts to go on a tear. She takes like 5 cards in a row. The room is so hot, the spectator windows are fogging up completely. Kana is depressed that nobody in Class A seems to be enjoying the poetry, but then she hears the speaker read some poetry and is like, ah, how beautiful. And Satomu comments that the card reader is really good, and also it's a position that you need to, like, apply for and has ranks and you can rank up and stuff. So maybe that's a thing she could do in the future. He doesn't say this. I'm saying this. Yumi thinks to herself that playing passionately is a double-edged sword right before Chihaya messes up the Chihaya Furu card and double faults. Yumi recognizes this as the moment Chihaya will lose her momentum and that she can stage a comeback. Just then, Nishida's Karuta manager opens the window and yells at the guys inside to wipe the friggin' windows down so they can see. They yell at him to close the window, and then he yells at Yumi to play her own Karuta, giving her one inspiration point. This, however, also inspires pretty much everybody else in the room, though, so I guess it all cancels out. Yumi thinks about how she's just a challenger again and doesn't need to act like a former queen if she doesn't want to. Chihaya takes a card from Yumi, and Yumi immediately contests it, claiming that she actually touched it first. Since there's clearly no judge or anything, they just have to talk it out, and Chihaya just kind of gives it to her because she's passive. Mm. So she's like, yeah, sure,
spineless.
You win this card. Yeah.
Mm.
It's just crazy. Nishida notes that this is Yumi's strategy. She contests close cards very stubbornly. She had to stop doing this when she became a queen because it wasn't proper or something. Like, it's not good for the image. So she keeps calling Chihaya on various rules as they keep playing. Yumi starts to play way better, and Chihaya thinks that she was arrogant for thinking that she could win handedly. Play continues, and Yumi starts pulling ahead while Chihaya is falling apart. Yumi wins by 4 cards. A stunned Chihaya stares at the field as we cut to credits. Is your internet better now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seemingly. Yep. Get wrecked, Chihaya. You gotta get over the Chihaya card. Like, be able to handle losing that thing.
It's really her kryptonite. Huh?
Yeah. Yes. Ugh, good grief. Just because such an egoist, so vain. Like, oh, it has my name on it. I have to have it or else I'm going to throw the entire game, seemingly.
Her strategy is just to take dives so the ref calls a penalty. She just contests everything. But she wasn't allowed to do this because when she was queen, that's improper because she has to live up to expectations. You don't have to live up to expectations, Yumi. You're the queen. That means you could do whatever you want. That's the point of being the queen.
She was only queen for 1 year, so I don't know if she considers herself a former queen or she's like, somehow I got to be queen for a year.
Well, this is like when the manager yells at her to play her own game. He's basically telling her to like stop acting like a former queen. Just play the way you normally play.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't like her. I don't like her style.
It seems like it would be really annoying against that.
Yes.
Also, how is there not a ref? I don't understand how you don't have they could just sit there and contest, and it's just like okay, but like you don't have instant replay. How are you going to decide?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you just right? Like, if you both refuse to give in. Is that when you fall back on the rule of, like, whoever's side it was on?
But that's crazy.
How long can you hold up the entire room's matches with
arguing?
See,
this is why I'm like, this works because this is a Japanese game. When we were watching this, I was like, I told you, I'm like, if this was an American game, people would just be, like, getting into fist fights and stuff. We would just be like, I don't give a shit if you said you touched it first. Who cares? So what? I have the card in my hand right now.
Yes, it's a lot.
It's an odd strategy. But, you know, hey, it works. You know what? Win through penalties, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep. How are these episodes? Okay. She's out. She's out of the tournament now.
Yep.
Isn't going to get to play Shinobu this time.
Well, she'll go. I don't know. Like, who else? Do we, like, have much vested interest in this qualifier now that she's out?
Hiroshi!
Yes, Hiroshi, maybe. Because I guess with the qualifiers, once those are done, we'll get to see what the king looks like. Or, God, I keep calling it king because it's queen!
Oh, he's the master,
of course. The freaking master looks like.
It's so dumb.
I can't believe Chihaya is so obsessed with Karada, but like when she was in front of a TV watching the Queen match, she wasn't paying attention.
She never pays attention.
What the hell, girl? It's the one thing you like.
She never pays attention to the actual game. She's just like, wow, that was crazy. This is also years ago, and she was like a child, so I get it.
It was like 2 years ago.
Although you would think that you would know her reputation.
To pay attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. So that's the end of the run.
Mm. Ah.
She's gonna have to shave her head unless Sudo also lost. They're gonna be too much of cowards to shave her head. They should shave her head.
There's no way.
This show would never do that. It's too invested in pretty people.
Yes.
But also, why would you honor a bet with Sudo? That guy just sucks. Who cares?
Yeah, there's that. Like,
he
what
does not
can
matter
he do?
As a person, whatever.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think any. Even if he taunts you, she deserves to for how careless she is. Her head.
That's true. She did agree. She's
she never gets held accountable. This is the one thing she should be to teach her.
That's true.
Teach her.
I kind of. Although I don't know. I'm a pretty big. Like I don't think you need to honor bets against people you don't respect. So
Yeah. Maybe this guy's bullying, like,
this guy's
like
a freshman in college bullying a freshman in high school.
Not in college yet.
Okay, but basically.
He's a senior.
This is embarrassing for
almost.
Him.
Almost. Yes. He just hates pretty people like Yumi does. Yeah. Well, what do we think is happening now?
So.
It's too early in the show for her to go against the queen again, I guess.
Well, she just lost, too, so she's not going to.
Yeah, so she can't. So she can't. I guess that's why.
I think we're going to see Arata get. I think Arata will do well at his thing. Maybe he'll get to play against the master or something. I don't know. That seems too early maybe. For him, though.
Yeah. He just got back.
But he's still
so
in
hopefully,
his thing over there.
If he fails, too, then by the time it comes to it again, surely Tai Chi will be Class A by then.
Yeah, I'm sure by next year. I mean, I'm assuming that's like season two is probably year two and season three is probably year three. I don't know. That would make sense.
I think both season two and three might be year two.
Oh, okay.
I can't quite remember, but they're definitely not third years if I remember. When I say can't remember. So
after watching the first seven episodes of Haikyuu and thinking a lot about sports anime. I think the problem I have with Chihayafuru, and maybe just all sports anime, is that I just don't... You kind of just have to buy into the central premise. That, like, the sport... Like, Karda is good and important on its own. Like, playing the sport is good, and quitting the sport is bad.
Yes,
because
the only
I keep
way.
Wanting it to be more like Angelic Layer, where like the game is a vector that gets you a thing you want, right? Because in that show, it's very much like by playing this game, I'm able to feel better about myself, or I'm able to reconnect with my mom, or I'm able to make friends, or those things. Like the game serves as a tool to do those things, whereas in these, the game is an end unto itself, right? Like. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here complaining that, you know, Tai Chi and Arata and Jihaya are not actually friends because they don't do anything besides play Karda once in a while. But in the world of Chihayafuru, they are friends specifically because they play Karda together. Like, there doesn't need to be anything else to convince you. That's good enough.
Yeah.
And I guess I just have to buy into that, or I have to just be okay with that's the universe of this show.
Yeah, just. Be along for the ride. Enjoy the good parts. Don't overthink the bad parts.
Like Yumi,
except we're doing a podcast where we're supposed to.
In this episode, loses her passion, or like maybe loses her passion, and that's a bad thing. And the solution for her is not to seek meaning in other parts of her life or do other things. It's to play Karda better. It's to play her own version, right? Which can be, like, you know, right. I mean, she's being herself. She doesn't need to live up to other people's expectations. That's actually good. Like, I think these two episodes with Ririka being like, oh, I can use Karda to like myself more, and Yumi being like, I can express who I am. I can, like, be my authentic self playing this game. I think both of that stuff is good. But it's interesting how the side characters get this and not the main characters so far, because I can't find... Like, Taichi's the only person who really has a character arc right now.
Yeah.
Like, Chihaya is all about how does she get better at Karda, right? Which is, you know, again, that's a character arc for the sport, because this is about playing Karda. It doesn't have anything to do with her, like, as a person that much, other than, I guess she learns that she needs to not avoid doing difficult things like studying.
Well, I don't know that she... We'll see if she ever studies ever again in this show.
Well,
I don't think it's a long lesson she'll remember forever.
Yeah. But I just need to be okay with that. Because, you know, I'm very much like, I like it when, you know, the sport is one aspect of your life, but there are all these other things going on. You know, you have to, like, I'm very surprised in the show how we don't have any of the kind of, like, episode tropes. I mean, we joke about the beach episode, but, like, they don't have... The school festival, really. They just had that one scene where they run that race. They don't have, like, a New Year's festival to go to. They don't have, like, Halloween that sometimes they'll have episodes for. You know what I mean? Like, they're not really doing any of the slice of life stuff in this show.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if We had the little sports festival brief moment for just the opening of an episode. Just Carta is life.
Yeah, I mean, it is just principally about that. Like, this is not a show about...
That is how sports animes are, though. There's never episodes about anything else. So
okay.
I guess just consider this sports show first. Any other stuff second.
Yeah.
By a long shot.
Yeah, I just keep getting hung up on, like, why do people like this sport? And I need to not... That, I can't be asking that question. I just have to already like it. You know what I mean? Like, I have to just buy into it. And that's how I think I am, like, watching this wrong a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or not wrong, but I'm not getting into it in the way that I feel like you have gotten into it because I am asking questions like that.
Yeah. I guess I like sports anime. And if there's more that, like, were of the art style I like... I feel like sports anime... could be really good. I wish they would actually add a few more other elements to it. That's the one thing. It's like tough to have it all be one thing. But yeah, it's mostly just friendship is the only other secondary thing. But this one is not necessarily a team one, so not every episode is reliant on the bonds of characters to succeed in the sport.
Yeah. But I don't even get the thing that I want, which is, like, I want the episode where they all hang out together or they all, like, high five at the end or something like that. You know what I mean? But it's just not that kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also shocked with how, I mean, I guess I'm almost, we have one more episode. I guess I can save all of my final things for that. But up to this point, I'm shocked with how slow they're rolling out the romance subplot. Cause that seems like what the show was going to be about with, like, the first couple episodes. But yeah. It's not really until episode 20 where any of that stuff happens or, like, comes up again. And, like, Arata shows back up briefly to taunt Tai Chi, but then they're friends because they're rivals, even though they don't play each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're kind of rivals in theory.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's get on to this last one. Maybe we can make more sense of it. We just did the last one.
Yeah, we're at the end.
Oh, you meant episode of ours.
I'm saying we have one more episode until the end of season one.
Right, okay. Three more episodes for us. I don't remember what this ends on.
I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll get some stuff now. Now that, like, there's no more upcoming tournaments that, like, lead any... I mean, maybe they'll watch... So, like, maybe they'll watch Shinobu play somebody. I don't know. I mean, I guess they will, because I really don't think they're going to do hangout times. Maybe one episode will be hangout times.
Mm-hmm.
But the season's over,
I feel,
right?
Like, maybe... I remember one thing about the beginning of season two. I don't remember how much time gets spent on it. But I imagine the start of a season would be a good time for it to, like, slow launch again. Like, the beginning of this season. So maybe we'll get a bit more of that in season two. Whenever we end up covering it.
Yeah.
But I guess until then, do we want to...
There are the episodes. We didn't do either of our things because we were doing an anime convention.
Yeah, that's right.
We didn't play our stuff, so we will not have an update for that.
Nope.
We are about to finish off Chihaya Furu. Our plan is to watch another show, a different show.
Mm-hmm.
In between.
Much more shoujo-esque.
Yeah, so we'll watch a different show, which we'll announce next episode. And then we'll come back to Chihaya Furu season two after that, maybe, or pretty soon. We're just breaking it up a little bit.
Let us know.
75 episodes in a row.
Yes. How soon you want to hear Chihaya Furu? By freaking emailing us at our gosh darn email.
Yeah.
shoujopod@gmail.com.
Yeah. We're at the end. Of a show. So if you have any emails that you want to put in for the first season of this, go ahead and do that. If you have any emails about any other stuff, you can also do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on social media. Maybe not TikTok anymore.
No, I don't think so.
Seeming pretty likely it's going to get banned. So
yeah, we got like 5 days left.
Yeah.
Instagram is where I would follow. And if you go on Instagram, we have our link tree in as the link in the bio. And if you like want to follow our like personal Twitches or something just to keep up with what we're doing individually, those are there. Or if there's any particular bonus episodes you would want us to cover, DM us, let us know. That's a thing that was like, we've been saying we should do a bonus episode. Just gotta get to it. It's been a hectic like last month.
Yeah.
With holidays and then you being here and then not and then being here again.
Yeah.
Joe's depleted the PTO.
I've been bouncing back and forth to Austin pretty regularly. But now that's over. I got no plane trips now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. But yeah, so if you have anything, you know, you can reach out. If you leave us a review, that's it. I'm like, what's the other thing I say? leave us a 5-star
yeah.
review. I know it's like, you know, you got a busy life.
It's easy.
But it can be intimidating to talk to people on the internet, but you can talk to us. We're not going to be mean. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be cool about it. If you have anything to say.
Even if you're mean, I'll handle it with grace.
If you're mean.
But don't be mean.
Don't do it. Just rate us 5 stars and then don't do anything else. You can leave a mean comment in like a review as long as you rate it 5 stars. That's fine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess that's it.
Sweet. Okay. Yep. Well, thanks for listening. And we hope you've been enjoying Chihayafuro. If not, fear not. It's almost over. And we'll be on to the next.
We'll be on to the next thing, which is going to be pretty significantly different. So,
yes. It's one neither of us has seen. So join us for.
Yes.
First impressions abound.
And, yeah, I'm pretty excited for it. So hopefully it'll be good.
Yes.
If not, it'll at least be interesting. At the least,
not,
it will
blame
be
Joe.
Interesting.
Yes. This is the first show Joe has selected for us to watch. So if this podcast takes a nosedive, we know who to blame. And then if it does even better than before, then we know it's all my fault. And I should just take a hike.
It can only go one of two ways.
Yes.
Yeah. So remember, what did we learn? What is
remember,
the takeaway?
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Yeah, just contest it. It's fine. Listen, apparently it works. It's not even like a bad thing to do.
Be a Karen.
Yeah, just like whatever. What are they going to do?
Just get really mad at you.
Just contest every call. It works. And that's how you win. That's how you become the queen. And then when you're the queen, just keep doing it again. You don't have to act high and mighty just because it's called queen. You didn't become the queen by being high and mighty. You became the queen by
groveled your way there. Yeah.
Yeah. By, you know, scrapping. Being devious. Be devious. It's cool.
That's right. Okay. Well, catch you next time, everyone.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Have a good whatever time.
Happy January.
Happy January. 2025. Oh, do you know that 2025 is a square number? Did you know that? I looked it up today.
What,
or like I was talking with my coworker. My coworker is like, we had the idea at the same time. He's like, dude, it's a square number. And I'm like, dude, I just calculated that in my calculator. It's the square of 45.
Okay.
The next time that's gonna happen is in 2116. When it's the square of 46.
I'll keep that in mind as I go through the year.
Hopefully I'll be dead by then.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop recording. I wasn't sure if I should keep that or not. Thank you.